For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good afternoon, New Orleans. Good afternoon to Southeast Louisiana and the rest of the world. Anyone listening to the sound of my voice, happy Friday to you all. I pray you're doing well out there. I really do mean that. You can write to me at any time, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Looking forward to February the 17th. It's a Monday night. I'll meet with many of you at Lifegate Church in Metairie, Louisiana, going over this message, God's GPS. Do you love it? I'll do it daytime as well on the 21st. And then girls, start to get ready for your road trip. Joining me and our team in Fairhope, Alabama, our Anna Donahue Ministries retreat. Hey guys, if you're listening, send your wives, send your girlfriends. We are going to have a time. I mean, we will have powerful worship and teachings and breakout sessions. And we're also going to spend a time to pray over our children. Now, when I say children, that doesn't just mean young children. I've got moms who are still believing God for their grown adult children. So we're going to set aside time for that to pray and believe together. That'll be April 2nd through the 4th. You go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and get all the information. But to finish out today, I wanted to give you two examples, talking about God's GPS, of how David, King David, in the book of Chronicles and then in the book of 2 Samuel, each time inquired of the Lord a position or a battle plan, to the point of literally saying, God, shall I go up and take these Philistines? And the reason I'm bringing it up is talk about God's guidance, God's positioning system. He could have said after this first scripture, oh yeah, well, we won, we beat him, we'll do it exactly the same way the next time. No. David was a man after God's own heart, and you'll see him saying, God, here we are again, same people, same enemy. Do I go up the exact same way this time? God gives him a whole new battle plan. Point being, each time he looked to God, he listened for God's guidance, he obeyed when God instructed him, and he got the victory each time. Well, the victory's already ours because of what Christ has done on the cross, but it's also a neat lesson of looking to God for each and every endeavor. Hey, God, is this the way you would have me do this? Hey, God, it happened this way the last time. Is this what we're doing this time? Man, it makes your walk alive. You're walking in the Spirit. You're assured of your victory to manifest in the natural. I won't have time on the air, but look up 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10. You'll see when David is saying, shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands? And the Lord answers, go. I'll deliver them into your hands. You'll see the same situation, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 23 through 25. David asks it again, and God gives him a different battle plan. Don't march straight up, circle around them. Attack them in front of the balsam trees. And he talks about when you hear the rustling of the balsam trees, do this, do that. Point being, God had a different plan of attack. David listened, he obeyed, and he did what God told him to do.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.